Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. I'm Paul, and joining me today is our lead analyst, Jane, to break down the most important stories.
Hey, Paul. Happy to be here. We've got a busy day, especially with some significant developments in open models and AI agents.
Absolutely. Let's dive right into it. Google has officially released Gemma 4, their new open model, under the Apache 2.0 license. We mentioned it yesterday, but the positive reviews are just flooding in.
That's right, Paul. It seems Gemma 4 is really hitting a sweet spot, especially with its positioning for reasoning, agentic workflows, and on-device use. The Apache 2.0 license is a huge win for the open source community too.
Definitely. And speaking of agents, we're seeing some fascinating developments around personal knowledge bases. There's a new, quote, LLM wiki pattern emerging, where instead of just RAG, LLMs incrementally build and maintain a persistent, structured wiki.
This is a game changer, Paul. Instead of the LLM rediscovering knowledge on every query, it's constantly compiling and enriching a knowledge base. It means the synthesis of information compounds over time, making it much more powerful and efficient.
It sounds like a fundamental shift in how we interact with and build upon AI knowledge. Now, moving to a more concerning story, an investigation has revealed that footage from Meta's Ray-Ban glasses is being sent to a subcontractor in Kenya for human review.
This is deeply problematic, Paul. The investigation highlighted workers reviewing highly personal and sensitive footage, even though Meta's product page still claims it's, quote, designed for privacy, controlled by you. It really underscores the hidden human element behind AI data processing.
It's a stark reminder of privacy implications in the age of pervasive AI. On a different note, there's a strong prediction that frontier AI models are about to drastically reshape vulnerability research and exploit development.
Yes, Thomas Patchek's take is that coding agents will fundamentally alter the field. He suggests that pointing an agent at a source tree and typing "find me 0 days" will become a common practice, given their inherent knowledge and pattern matching abilities.
That's both exciting and terrifying, Jane. It implies a massive acceleration in finding vulnerabilities, which could have huge implications for cybersecurity. And we're already seeing a surge in kernel security reports driven by AI tools.
Indeed. Linux kernel maintainers are reporting a massive bump, from a few reports a week to 5 to 10 per day. What's notable is that while initially there was, quote, AI slop, these reports are now mostly correct and high quality, even leading to duplicate discoveries.
That's quite a shift in quality. It seems the AI agents are getting much better very quickly. Also in agent news, Mark Andreessen is declaring AI agents a software architecture breakthrough, predicting major industry shifts.
He's really emphasizing that AI is the culmination of an 80-year overnight success, with agents being a critical turning point. It's a bold claim, but given his track record, it's worth paying close attention to.
Absolutely. And Google's Adi Osmani just launched Agent Skills, an open source initiative to elevate AI coding quality. It brings 19 engineering skills and 7 commands inspired by Google's best practices to these agents.
This is crucial, Paul. As powerful as AI coding agents are, they often take shortcuts. These agent skills aim to instill best practices, ensuring agents don't skip specs, tests, or security reviews, which is vital for robust software development.
It seems like a lot of effort is going into making these agents not just functional, but also high quality and reliable. And NVIDIA also open-sourced PersonaPlex 7B for real-time conversational AI, removing a significant friction point in voice AI.
That's a big step for natural-sounding conversations. PersonaPlex 7B can listen and speak simultaneously, handling natural interruptions and overlaps. This makes AI interactions much more fluid and human-like, which is a huge leap forward.
That's all for today's Merge Sort AI Digest. Thank you, Jane, for your excellent insights.
My pleasure, Paul. Always great to unpack these stories with you.
and thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest in AI news. Until then, have a great day.